As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch and Finley here on 106.7 The Fan. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. Linnell Willingham, Toby Altizer sitting in for the fellas. Brian back on Monday. Right now, though, talking all things NFL draft, 6 days out. 6 days out from the start of the NFL draft.
Crazy, isn't it?
I want to warn everybody, after the draft, if they hit the draft and knock the draft out of the park, I feel like I'm going to become insufferable. I told you I watched the Falcons game back last night. And I got all the feels. Goosebumps, hairs on the back of my neck standing up. Watching Jaden play quarterback, I forgot how much of a joy it was.
It's a blessing. It's the best thing ever. Also, rewatching the Falcons game, did you get the same sinking feeling when Jaden got bent backwards?
Dude, it was awful.
Right?
I still couldn't watch the replay.
I don't understand how he just popped up like, all right, whatever, on to the next.
He's so cool, bro. So first of all, the moment that you're talking about, we all know it. You could have heard a pin drop. We were, I think it was me and Denton were out at Tom's Watch Bar in the Harbor.
Yeah, I was in the corner of FedEx or Northwest Stadium watching that. That place was dead silent. We're like, not again.
Yeah.
Not again.
I just hope moving forward that we don't have to worry about that, which is why I would be okay if they went offensive line with the first two picks in the draft. I wouldn't care. Like I said, we're at the mercy of the evaluator. What we're asking you on the phones, though, at 1-800-636-1067, what do the Commanders have to leave the draft with? Like, when you wake up Sunday morning and you're reading all of the draft grades that have been given out, what would cause you to give Washington a failing grade? What do they have to leave the draft with? It's honestly a difficult question because of how well they did during free agency.
But, oh, so you thought they did a good job in free agency?
I'm counting the trades as a part of free agency.
Because to be honest with you,
I like their free agent class a lot. I think it was similar to last year's class in terms
of give it.
They'll outplay their contracts, I think.
I'll give it. What grade would you give it? I just want to get your thoughts first.
Am I counting Debo and Tunsil?
Sure, count that.
Their free agency, I give them an A minus.
Oh boy,
B plus A minus.
I'm like C plus, B minus, and the only thing salvaging it for me is a Tunsil trade.
Everywhere that they address every hole that we talked about,
I don't think, in some shape or fashion. Maybe it has more to do with my expectations compared to what happened. I expected them to be not just a little bit better, but pretty significantly better. And I don't know that I feel like they're significantly better. I feel like they're a little bit better. I feel better in some spots and worse in a couple, but if they didn't make the Tunsil trade, I would not be happy with their offseason.
So, I hear that, and that's being more critical probably than I would be. From what they showed last year in free agency, I think, like, your Olamide Zaccheaus signing last year, like, when he was signed last year during free agency, no one cared. No one was clapping their hands. I look at the Dietrich Wise signing is something that's similar to that. A guy that maybe isn't a household name, but will come in here and outplay the value of his contract. I think he's a guy that could do that. Jonathan Jones, to bring up more ex-Patriots.
Yeah, like
I love
Jones.
Bringing him in. He gives you legit flexibility at the corner spot, and I think you're going to have a real tough competition this summer because I would be okay with running it back with Lattimore and Samuelson on the outside and having Noah Igbinoghi be your slot, but obviously you're going to compete for that. I think this team this year, and this is a good thing, is going to be this team's going to be way harder to make this year than it was last year. That's how I would put it.
Yeah,
they're going to have some difficult cuts that they're going to have to make.
I'll agree on that. I think just the tough part is comparing last year's free agency to this year's free agency. Last year they caught lightning in a bottle in a lot of cases, and maybe they can do it again. I don't know that I want to get comfortable continuing to say, hey, instead of going and getting a real difference maker that people know, let's go get Dietrich Wise. Like, I think he could be a good player. There's also, you know, like, is he going to have a Dante Fowler type? I think he can be a solid player. I'm not trying to take a knock on him, but, like, I thought that at the end of free agency going into the draft, I'd look at this team and say, yep, they're definitively better. And, you know, the draft is going to be a big part of this, but I don't know that I really can say that with the exception of at left tackle, Tunsil really, really upgrades that position. Because we talked about, the reason I bring this up is more so because my premise was Jaden's rookie season was going to be the worst roster he was going to play with. And I still think that's going to be the case, but I don't know that year two, his roster is going to be head and shoulders above what it was year one. And I thought it would be.
You're like raining on my parade after watching the Falcons game last night. I just think I think we're underestimating the impact that he would have, and I think it's hard to do that because how good he was, but, like, really, he's that damn good.
Well, and here's the thing. You're not wrong, but I think the idea that you just want him to always be that is a little bit foolish. Like, Kansas City doesn't have Patrick Mahomes be Superman 60 minutes out of the game. Final 5 minutes of the game when they need it? Sure. Different points throughout the game? Sure. Josh Allen, you know, I think that's the difficult part. When you put everything on his shoulders, can he do it? Yes.
Yeah.
Should you make a living by him doing that? Probably not.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. What do the Commanders have to leave the NFL draft with next week? Matt is in Stafford. Wants to chime in. What's going on, Matt?
What's up, Matt?
Hey, Darius and Toby. Happy Easter. Happy Easter, everyone.
So, do I get to...
Easter Bunny's coming to town.
Do I get to react to that? Can you readdress us? Can you say who you think you're talking to again?
Oh, my gosh. Wrong time slot. I'm so sorry.
It's all good, Matt. Darius is great, too, but Linnell's in today. What's your take on the – who do they have to leave the draft
with? Wrong black guy on the fan, Matt.
You got to excuse me.
Just when you think you made it in life.
Hey.
Good God.
Okay. Quarterback is the position that I think they'll take one of the first two picks with, and I think they also have to. They'll be enabling Mike Sandersdale to be all over the place like Charles Woodson played for the Packers, and I think that would bring the defense to a whole nother level. So I'd like to see him get maybe Dorian Strong from Virginia Tech.
Hey, sign me up for Hokies.
Linnell, I love you, man. You know I love you. Apologies. I'll make it up to you.
Do you love me or do you love Darius or do you love both?
You know what? I love Darius too. He knows that. Dad,
Darius is
I love
a lovable
you,
guy. Just messing with you, Matt. Just messing with
appreciate
you.
Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate your call as always, brother. Happy Easter weekend. We get to say that to people. I was saying it to Jeff when he walked in. It's Easter weekend. What do the Commanders have to leave the NFL draft with? Zeke is in Southeast. What's going on, Zeke?
What's up, Zeke?
Hey guys, how y'all doing today? Love your show.
Good, appreciate it.
Hey, you guys, let me ask you a question. Do you think last year's draft was a success? Just the draft picks. We had 9 draft picks, right? Out of those draft picks, we got what, 3 starters?
Yes, last year's draft was a success.
3 starters, 5 contributors.
Okay, well, already this year's draft is already a success. He traded the draft picks, and we got a new offensive starting left tackle. That allows us to get another right tackle if we move the rookie over to right tackle. That's a new starting left right tackle. You got Debo, a new starting wide receiver. You got a new defensive lineman as a starter. We already have more starters before we even pick in the draft than we did last year. So I think the draft has already been a success because we used the picks to get starters. Now for the 29th pick, if we don't go defense, I don't care. The best player on defense, I don't care if it's a lineman, linebacker, cornerback, that's what I'll be shooting for. We got too many mouths to feed on offense. You got a good running back group. You got a good wide receiver group. Who's going to get the ball? That's my thoughts. Tell me what you think.
For sure. I appreciate it. You as always, brother.
That's an interesting point because I think that is something that you have to consider, that when we heard build through the draft and supplement through free agency and their philosophy, I think they're still trying to do that. But they're also looking at it differently where suddenly, because of how successful last year was, they had to accelerate things. And using draft assets to improve your roster, you know, that's kind of what they've done, where they've gone and got Lattimore, they've gone and got Debo, they've gone and got Laremy Tunsil. I admit there's a little bit of weakness in my game here because I am such a draft nut. I can't say that your draft was successful already and you haven't even drafted anybody yet because you traded so many picks away.
It's different.
I think they still need to nail some of these picks because in the short term, you definitely, might, if they don't get anybody and you end up just having picks from this year turn into Lattimore, Tunsil, and Debo, then sure, I get his point. But in order for this to be built long term so that we're winning for the next decade, like we're talking about a winning football team for the next decade, then you got to hit on these draft picks. So I can't say it's successful from that standpoint yet.
Yeah, I hear you. It's going to be interesting. We'll continue to take your calls at 1-800-636-1067. What does Washington have to leave the draft with? We'll take your calls on the other side. Plus, we're giving away Caps tickets all afternoon long right here on The Fan. Game one tickets being given away today every hour at 20 minutes past the hour until 5:20. Your next chance to win coming up to 12:20. We're back next here on The Fan.